Welcome. You are now listening to the Anything Goes podcast with your hosts, Greg and Alex.
Yo, Johnny Knoxville, what are these people listening to?
Anything Goes?
This is Mecca, and you're listening to the Anything Goes podcast. We're talking about you that night.
Check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 5, 12, 14, wah, 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 wah. We gotta wait another day for New York Mets opening day. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a brand new episode of the Anything Goes podcast. My name is Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and you are...
I am Alex, and I'm not disappointed.
No, huh?
No.
I guess it's just one extra day to start this disappointment of a season.
Yes, but also, we are able to attend opening day.
That is very true. We sure are.
So we weren't.
Yes,
when
so
it was Thursday.
Originally, I had work on Thursday, and we were not able to go, but no work on Friday.
Yep.
So, as you guys are listening to this, and it's released... We are either on the way to Citi Field, at Citi Field, on the way home from Citi Field, home the next day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, Easter. 5 days, 6 days, Easter, spring break, 4th July.
Oh, you really jumped.
New Year's Eve.
Way past, like, Memorial Day.
So happy Halloween.
Of 2025.
Yeah, we don't know when you're listening.
That's
but
true.
Whenever you are, happy
Whatever
opening day.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. But yeah, we're going to do a baseball episode, being that baseball season 2024 is kicking off.
Yes.
And here we are. So if you don't know, we are Mets fans.
Unfortunately, yes, we are.
And we have still yet to see a World Series championship.
Yeah.
I was 2 when they won the last one, and that does not count to
me.
No,
you don't remember.
No, if I don't remember, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So. And we were there in 2015 when the Kansas City Royals won the World Series at Citi Field.
Yeah.
And actually, I remember we were walking on like the concourse area and Royal fans like running down. Yeah. And I was like,
one day.
Yeah. I was like, well, good for them. I was, obviously I was miserable, but I was happy for those fans to like be able to live that moment that I'll never get in my entire life.
Probably not.
Yeah. There's a lot of like, what if questions of like World Series baseball and
like what if they didn't let Harvey keep pitching?
Well, yeah, but no, like, well, maybe not what if, but okay, would you rathers?
Okay,
of like, would you, which I would never want to, but like, would you rather know when your team is going to win the World Series that year?
No.
I know that.
Do you want to know about a surprise party?
I would never want
What's the point
to
of
know.
A surprise? No.
Although I would take this one though. Would you rather the Mets win one World Series in your lifetime and then never win another one again?
Okay.
Or would you rather like not know when they could win 1, 5, 10, 20 or they may never win one ever?
Oh, so you know when they win one.
Well, you know they're going to win one in your lifetime.
At some point.
Yes. But they're only going to win. They'll never win another one. It's like, you know, like, okay, whenever they win one, they'll never win another one in your life. Or they could win 1, 2, 5, 10, 20, or you may never see one ever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're guaranteed one and only one.
I don't know.
I would take that. I want one. That's all I need.
Yeah. But what if you're like 90?
Well, even better, because then you might not see one ever.
You said once in your lifetime.
Yeah.
So that one win could be when you're 90.
Yeah, well, I'd rather when I'm 90 than when I'm...
Not
41, because now know that it'll never happen again in my life.
Well, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say what they win when I'm 41, and it's like, well, what's the point of watching the rest of my life? They're not going to win.
See, I wouldn't want to know, because then what if it does happen soon? Then I don't even want to watch baseball anymore.
That's what I'm saying. Then you know they're never winning again.
Well, it's like when Tom Brady retired. You knew the Patriots were never going to win again.
Oh.
Right. Oh, well, okay.
When he left
the Patriots,
yeah,
I should say. Not when he retired.
Yeah. And now Belichick is gone.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Isn't it crazy? They were like the team. They were like the Yankees of the 90s.
Yeah, the Bulls and...
And then just...
Yeah,
you fell don't even hear about.
No. I mean, kind of same way with the Bulls. And the Yankees haven't won since 2009, thanks to A-Rod.
Yeah. And it's crazy because the Yankees have these players.
Oh, yeah.
Home run hitters.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's weird.
But
the Mets have nobody.
No.
I mean, they have like a couple, but nothing.
Yeah, it's like the Mets have players that you know if you're like from New York and like National League East.
But it's not like Trout.
Yeah. I mean, I guess people know Pete Alonso because the Home Run Derby, but that's about it. And like maybe Lindor, people know if they're big into baseball.
I actually forgot about Alonso.
Oh, really?
I swear.
So they're saying that he's a free agent after the season.
Yeah.
And it's looking like the Mets are going to trade him at the deadline.
Oh, wow.
To get prospects.
Of course.
And then try to re-sign him in the offseason.
I guess that's smart business.
Yeah, that is smart business.
Yeah.
But the re-signing isn't guaranteed.
Right.
And they also are saying that the Mets are going to go after Juan Soto, who's on the Yankees for 1 year. And he's basically just like a home run hitter.
Right, so you're trading.
So,
one for one. What is what does he play?
Outfield and DH.
Okay.
So.
That's not so bad, I guess.
No, yeah. And, but it's just he's going to want
money.
So insane money. Though. Yeah, so.
You know,
it's like, can the Mets sign both? I mean, they can with their owner, Steve Cohen, but. If not,
I feel like he had 1 year where he was like, I'm going to spend this money. And then he's like, yeah, I'm taking everything.
Yeah. It kind of backfired. And now,
And we're actually, because, you know, what's yours is mine, are season ticket holders. And so if you need tickets, you can reach out to us.
Hit us up.
Give you for a good price. No, we could hook you up with tickets for a game.
How about this? If you hit us up and you really, really want to go to a game and you tell us why and you tell us who you like better, I don't care who it is, Greg or Alex. It could be Alex. It's fine.
You know the right answer.
It could be Alex. If you tell us who you like better.
I'm always on the social. Well, no, I'm not actually. Yeah. You are.
And why you want to go to a Met game, we will give you tickets for free.
I would love to just hear the reasoning.
I will give you a free pair of tickets to Met game this season.
Oh my God, I hope people message us.
I will. So hit us up. Let us know. You want to go to Met game at Citi Field this season? We got you, bro.
So, yes. So anyway, my point of why I said it to begin with was even the season ticket holder like perks, they're not anywhere close to what they used to be.
So I know everybody loves Steve Cohen. Mm-hmm. I don't.
I know.
I don't. And if you're a fan of the Mets, sure you love him. But like you said, if you're a season ticket holder, you're...
He took so much away.
Yes.
So much. We used to be able to do like batting practice on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Like we would be able to go and take batting practice on the field. Like it was fun and you can go in the outfield and catch the fly balls and all this stuff. And it was really cool. Not that that was like the main thing, but they took that away. They just used to give so much.
And every season I've had season tickets since 2008. Mm-hmm. 2007, 2008?
Right before.
Okay. They've always sent like a season ticket holder gift in the mail.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
Not this year.
I remember last year it was that thing you opened up and it was like the...
It was the 40th
anniversary
like box with a video tribute. 1 year it was a New York Mets watch.
But they'll say, oh, sign up for season tickets.
Yep.
We have no incentives.
Nope. 1 year it was like a customized authentic jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Every season they give like a gift for season ticket holders.
Yes. I didn't even think of that.
Nope. They did away with it.
That's crazy.
And Steve Cohen took a lot more from season ticket holders. Like a lot.
See, you obviously are the one that handles all that. But even now, like we didn't even go to the Citi Field yet. But even now I can already see from what you've like told me and showed me that it's like there's really nothing.
No.
They're like, hey, you can come listen to these old timer players talk about the old times. Like, we're not older fans. You know,
yeah,
it's great for you know, fans that are a little bit older, but we're young. Like, we want now.
Players of our age. Yeah. Right. And he raised ticket prices on a season that the Mets ended in fourth place and are projecting to be terrible. ticket price are raised. And actually, Dolan, who owns the Knicks and the Rangers, mm-hmm. have in his contract with the season ticket holders of each team for Madison Square Garden that if the team doesn't make the playoffs, the prices stay the same. He will not raise it.
Yeah, which is fair.
Yeah.
At least, you know.
Mm-hmm. If they make the playoffs, then he'll raise prices.
Yeah. I mean, you get what you pay
for. It's fair, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you want to see a winning product, so.
Right.
Some other perks that he took away from season ticket holders. There's 81 home games.
Right.
And it's virtually impossible to make it to every single home right. game. Like, yeah. it really is. Yeah. Even if you're the biggest fan, retired, live by the stadium, like, 81 home That's games in a season. Lot. It's a lot. There's mm-hmm. day games, there's night games, there's right. weekends, you know.
And the weather, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. And a perk was that if you weren't able to attend a home game and you missed it, the next day you got like a voucher in your account mm-hmm. where you can trade in
for another game.
Yep.
Whoa.
So it was a perk where you can exchange unused games for a future right. game.
Yes, yes.
Gone.
And were you even able to like trade in a game you knew you weren't going
well,
to?
Well, that you can still do.
Okay, so not in the past.
For now.
Yeah, I know.
And another perk that he took away is that season ticket holders get a discount on tickets.
Right.
So let's say a game is $50 yeah. for face value. We might pay $35.
Right, right.
And if we wanted to buy additional tickets for that game, we're able to get it out with $35 right. season ticket price. Nope.
Whoa.
Now we have to pay full price.
That's crazy. Yep,
he took away everything.
But I don't understand what. So I feel like he's like, well, if you get season tickets, then you get first shot at playoff tickets. But it's like, make the playoffs?
Yeah, make the playoffs. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if we can get them.
But he builds big screens for people to watch. And he just redid all the luxury boxes.
I swear. Yeah, right. For people mm-hmm. with money who's yep. sitting in them, not us. Yeah.
No. Nope.
We're sitting. I mean, your season tickets aren't all the way up, but they're up there. They're very good seats. Oh, it's just so annoying. And they got, which I will say, about Citi Field, they have some of the best food.
Yeah.
They do. Like
they do.
If you want Yankee Stadium, and I'm not even saying this because I'm not a Yankee fan. Like, actual Yankee fans have said that Citi Field is so nice. Yankee Stadium is the most boring stadium I've ever been to.
Yeah.
And we haven't gone to all of them. But it's just so, like, bland.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really not much to, like...
It doesn't have a family-friendly environment
it's like
to it. Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. like strictly business. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have Citi Field that's very family-oriented. And, oh, there was like a new thing that came out. I forgot what it was. New thing. I was like, oh my God, we have to try that. I think it was like s'mores or something. I don't know.
Really?
But yeah, there was like a new stand where I was like, oh, we got to try that. It's bad when I'm excited for the food and not the team.
Yeah.
And... I'm not even, like, I'm always excited for the team, but mm-hmm. this season I just have not been. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they haven't really made many off-season moves, and no. I don't know. We'll see. And then one other thing that comes to mind, and then I want to talk about other things regarding the baseball season.
Yeah.
But you know how they have, like, the season ticket holder office? Like, I don't know if it's called an office.
So,
well, they still have it. So it's like, for the first four innings of the game, you can go into what would you say?
Like an office. Not office. Yeah, I don't know what to call it. Yeah. Like a little... I don't know, room?
Yeah, like a luxury, not luxury, it's not even, but it's like a room and they have like season ticket holder representatives in there.
Exactly.
And you can go in there and like talk to season ticket reps, you have any questions or whatever it is. And in that office area, they used to always have all like promotional giveaways and bobbleheads and stuff.
And
so
you'd be like, oh, can I have one of those? Okay, here you go.
Yeah, so if you missed the game, you're like, oh, you know, they gave away this bobblehead and I wasn't here. Can I, you know, get them on? They're like, yeah, no problem. Now they sent out an email that they moved it to a different location.
Oh, God.
In Citi Field, and they no longer have any promotional giveaways in there.
They literally said that in the email?
Yep, it's written in email. No more promotional giveaways in
but
the new...
But why? Are they doing with all these leftover promotions?
I don't know. I don't get it.
Oh, my God. People are going to lose it over that.
I am not a fan of Steve Cohen.
Yeah, he's taking everything over. I feel like he was like, oh, look, I'm on Twitter. I'm a fan.
Yep.
It's like, shut up and just give us the product. Stop talking. And saying what should be done or what you're going to do and just do it. Actions speak louder than words.
Yes, sir.
When it comes down to it, most people with a lot of money aren't good at running any kind of sports team because they don't care. They just want as much money as possible right now. So don't they get like so much money if they win?
Yeah, they do.
So what
they do. I don't know. But if I was a gambling man, right? Uh-huh. Do you know who I would be?
Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani. Or at least his interpreter.
Oh, goodness. No, you would not want to be them because you would be in big trouble.
What a massive scandal this is.
Oh, my God. I love it. See, this is what I live for.
And now Ohtani is the face of baseball. The face.
And, like, fresh, too. Like, he just last season became, like, I mean, I'm sure he's been around longer. I don't know.
I want to say he's 29 years old.
But I feel like he just, like, blew up last season. At least for me. I never heard of him ever. And then I know where it was like, oh, this guy who can pitch and play the field. I was like, this is what everyone should be.
Yeah. The problem was that he played for the Angels. Mm-hmm. Right. And they're not very good. They're not a good team. Right. Even Trout. I want to say the stat that Trout has never played in a playoff game in his career.
No.
Yeah.
Why did he stay just for the money? Yeah.
He stays, and I don't know, which is crazy because he's from Philadelphia. He's a big Eagles fan. I don't know, you know, why his ties to the Angels, but
money, it must be.
Yeah,
I
guess. But he can get the money from anywhere.
I know. It's my Trout. Really, for real.
I don't know. Maybe he just loves the LA life, but.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean.
But then why not go to the Dodgers?
Yeah.
Win. But I don't know. He likes California and he's sticking by the Angels. Yeah.
Maybe he likes Disneyland.
Maybe.
I get it.
Maybe. But that is the problem with Ohtani. And now he went to the Dodgers and he signed a $700 million contract. And he's getting $70 million a year, but deferred $68 million of it per year. And he's getting paid $2 million a year.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah.
What is that? I don't understand.
So he signed.
When is he deferring it to?
For after his contract's up.
I mean, realistically, though, do you really need more than $2 million a year anyway?
Not if you're a gambling man making a lot of money from gambling.
Oh,
right?
Snap.
Is that like a red flag?
Kinda, because has anyone ever done that? It's like, I feel like people do the opposite. They'll be like, all right, take $2 million every year and put it away. Or not put it away.
Yeah.
Save it to give it to me.
Like, there's been a forever joke, Bobby Bonilla.
I was going to say who
did that with the Mets. Yeah. Yeah. And but it was like $1 million a year.
Right. Yeah, but that was how long
Ohtani is making $68 million a year deferred.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
No.
But let's say this whole gambling thing didn't happen. If someone said, hey, we'll give you $2 million a year.
Well, yes.
You know, like.
Yes.
You
yes.
really don't need more than that.
No, but also $68 million. Like, who would not want that?
But also, you're deferring that. It's like, how much money do you need after? I mean, I guess you do need it after because you're done making your money, but I don't know.
So, yeah, I don't know. So, apparently, allegedly,
yeah,
Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, ex-interpreter, was gambling with an illegal bookie.
Right.
And making massive amounts of bets.
Are there legal bookies?
Well, legal bookies would be like casinos.
Oh, okay, okay.
DraftKings.
I was like, wait a second. Yeah, I got it.
All
okay.
these like apps.
When I thought bookies, I thought like bookies.
And then there's illegal ones that, you know, do things off the books. And
that we've probably all known one growing up on Staten Island.
For sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, the money isn't claimed on taxes when you win and all that stuff.
Clean money.
Mm-hmm. And this interpreter has been making bets and fell into major debt with this illegal bookie. And obviously it is illegal to bet on baseball if you're a baseball player.
Right.
Pete Rose did that and he's banned for life from baseball and the Hall of Fame.
I always say, did he bet on himself?
He bet on his team to win.
But if he bet to lose, them to lose, then he's throw the game.
Yes.
But like he just has confidence in his... I don't have a problem with that. If you have confidence in your team...
But then it can go into like, well, what if you told the other starting pitcher, listen, I have all this money on the line for this game. And if you know, throw it for me, then I'll throw you $500,000, whatever, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure that stuff goes on anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not anymore, but.
No, listen, I'm sure it does. Yeah. And referees and umpires and all that and all these sports and basketball. And it came out that a basketball referee was betting on games.
Well, there's some like. Blatant calls in all sports, football.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's been a few, you know, every season where it's like the ref has to be somehow in on that because it's so clear
what the
call should have been, whatever. But
and a very strange betting rule for the NFL is that they allow NFL players to bet on other sports that's not the NFL.
Okay.
So they can bet on baseball, basketball, hockey, whatever. But they can't bet on these sports while on the grounds of the NFL team stadium.
What? What does that matter?
Yeah.
So a Giant player can't be at MetLife or any field?
I want to say any field.
Any NFL field.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't be on, in, yes, whatever, the arena and bet, but they could do it on their free time.
They can get in their car, drive across street to Dunkin' Donuts and make the bet.
But how? It doesn't, it's, yeah, weird.
And also, any non-football player working for the NFL can't bet on any sports. It's so strange. So if you're like the trainer.
You can't bet on sports, but the players can.
Yes.
You could just give the player money and say, hey, can you make this bet?
Well, which is what they're saying Ohtani, yeah, did with opposite, his interpreter.
Yeah. Right.
So they're alleging that Ohtani was involved in this gambling.
Jeez. That is crazy.
And apparently this interpreter wired $4.5 million from Ohtani's account to pay off this gambling debt. And Ohtani had no idea. And his story changed and changed and changed. Mm-hmm. And now he's saying that the guy stole the money. He had no idea about it. And he just wired it out of his account without him knowing.
When was the wire? Like, when did that happen?
They're investigating, but it was within, I think, like the last year or so.
Yeah, but for him not to know, like, you didn't question it? Like, if it was like 3 days ago, it's one thing. But $4.5 million and you're just...
Well, they're saying when somebody's worth $1 billion, do they really realize $4.5 yes. million is missing?
Yes, actually, I think they would.
So that's the whole, you know, what is going on.
And when someone has that much money, they have people like that watch their money.
Yeah, but what if...
Those people are the ones doing it. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. What if it was the interpreter that was supposed to be watching his money for him?
That would be weird.
Well, but, I mean...
Yes, I understand. Yeah. Or what if there's other people that are on it, in on it? Right. It's mm-hmm. not, you know... Doesn't mean it's just this one guy that pulled off this whole thing. What a scandal.
So, yeah. So, obviously, Ohtani and his people are denying it all, that he had any part to do with it. Mm-hmm. He said he's never gambled on any sports or baseball or anything. And we'll see. At some point, the truth may come out, whether he did or didn't. And if so, we'll see what happens.
Man, he's got to know that it's not. Like, to me, it's like for these guys to do it. But I guess he thought he was, if he did it, if. He thought he was smart by making it be the interpreter that did it. But it's like, you gave him the money. I don't know. Unless this guy was like his good friend and he trusted him. Who knows? We'll see. But he's definitely like tainting his name a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, so.
And they also said, like, what if when this all came out, right? Ohtani was like, listen, this is my interpreter. He came with me to America. I trust him. He's a good friend of mine. He got himself in trouble. He was gambling. And as a good friend, right. I said, listen, I'll bail you out.
That's what it. I thought of.
And that's kind of where the story was leading to begin with. Uh-huh. And then he just totally changed tune and said, because I had nothing to do with it. He stole the money. And
maybe someone said to him, like, if you say you had any involvement, even that, right. by helping him, yeah, you're going to get in
maybe,
trouble.
Yeah.
Someone might have said, you can't say that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. But it's going to be real interesting to see how this all plays out.
No. So can he play right now?
Well, yeah, because innocent until proven guilty. Got you it. Know, like, yeah. But it is being investigated. And if it does come out, he can either be suspended or banned from baseball. If
imagine,
it's really. Yeah.
I don't know if that should happen.
I mean, it's if not, you bet on the game.
So they were betting on baseball.
They don't know yet.
Mm.
They don't know.
So that's the thing is if they weren't betting on baseball, who cares? Who cares?
Yeah.
I don't, like, let them do what they want to do with their money, like, unless they're betting on the sport they play on. And then was it even happen? Oh, last year, within a year, mm-hmm. so maybe.
But also, know. A lot of these athletes in all these different sports are very good friends.
Right.
So if he's betting on basketball and he's good friends yeah, with a basketball player, right. you know, it's like, they're all kind of...
I know, but can you really, like, I know sports could be, like, thrown.
Yeah.
But can you really rig?
Oh, yeah.
Both teams, I don't know.
Yeah, you can. You can definitely.
I think refs can more than.
You can definitely lose a game.
Yes, yes.
As
that
an athlete
I know.
If you want to.
That I know.
You right. can, especially a starting pitcher.
What if there's two teams and they both want to lose the game?
That's funny. That's funny. That'd be funny.
Do they just don't? They're like, you score a point. No, yeah. you score a uh-huh. point. They score in the opposite basket just to give the other team a point.
Yes, that's the baseball scandal right now going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be interesting, like I said, to see how it all plays out this season. And also how the fans are going to take to Ohtani on the road.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm so glad you just said that. The fans all over the stands. I can't wait to see the memes. And I follow, well, there's an MLB one, but there was an NFL meme page all season. I lived for it. It's hysterical. It just makes fun of everything. And it also gave me the news on what happened that week in football.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, you know, some teams I don't care about. And baseball's even more, like, I don't know. So it's just going to be funny to see those signs. I'm sure there are going to be some clever ones. I can't even think of anything but something that has to do with gambling. Like,
yeah,
I'm betting on you or something like that.
Right,
like,
right. Uh-huh. But it's just crazy because Ohtani is right now the face of baseball.
Yeah.
He, up to this point, was a very likable
guy.
And he was pretty much our generational Babe Ruth.
Well, yeah, when you think about everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always said, like, the pitchers, not so much because not everybody could pitch, you mm-hmm. know, not everybody can
right.
do that,
right?
Especially now. But these guys who pitch, especially relief pitchers, too, it's like you can't play the field. Also, come on, you're a baseball player, you grew up playing baseball. You're gonna tell me you in softball, you pitch, you could play second, you could play outfield. I mean, obviously, there's certain areas where it's like, okay, I'm better here, or I'm better there. But I never understand when there's not more, not all of them, but there's not more pitchers that can also play the field.
I know.
Well, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Another position.
I just think they don't want to risk the pitchers getting hurt playing other positions.
I get it, but I think I don't know. Who am I to say? But to me, they get paid
but
a lot of money.
But they should be able to.
Come on. You can't play first?
They should be able to. Mm-hmm. Yes, you know? I agree. Mm-hmm.
All right. And it's crazy because he plays the outfield.
Yeah.
So it's nuts that but I feel like it's because he's just active.
Yep. Yeah. Well, there was one season, maybe like 10 years ago, that Mariano Rivera, during batting practice, he was like catching balls in the outfield and got himself hurt.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah,
actually.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's because he doesn't do it. But if you do it all the time, your body's used to it. Like if I go and try to throw a ball, it'll probably hurt just throwing it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see when you throw a ball, how hurt you get.
The balls I throw are the ball pit balls. That's pretty much it. I mean, maybe I'll have a catch. I don't know.
So what do you think the Mets season is going to be this year?
It's going to be the same. They're going to win the first, 9 out of 15 games. People are like, oh, they're on a good... Every season, they go off to a good start, and then that's it. Most of the time, it's all-star break, and then they just crumble. But the past couple seasons, I feel like it's been a little sooner, so... I think we're going to be mentally out of baseball season pretty quickly. Although I am excited for it.
Well, I am thinking they will win Friday.
Yes.
Because they have the best opening day record in all of MLB.
Ha. Okay. Yeah. Other teams who have all these Super Bowl. Okay. All these other teams that have all these World Series wins.
There you
go. We have that record.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take that from us. Okay.
So the Mets are 41-21 overall in all their opening days. And they have a .661 winning percentage.
Imagine them going 41-21 the first 62 games.
So, you know, opening day, right, for the Mets and any team, really.
Yeah.
They have all this ceremony and...
Oh, I hate it.
They have all the players line up and this and that.
I hate it so much.
Really? Why is that?
I can't stand it.
Mm.
Because I don't care. Play the game. Mm.
But I think the Mets should do that every single game.
Because then
they have such a good opening day record.
Oh my God.
They just every game treated like it's opening day.
I'd be like, Greg, we're not getting to the game until 25 minutes into it. Because it's just so dragged out. It's different if like they win the World Series and then, you know, because you're like,
they get the rings
coming
and...
off. Yeah. But to do it just to do, I don't know. I just don't care. I just want to see the game. Yeah. That's all. I don't know.
Well, we will see the game Friday. We all plan on going.
Yeah.
So that'll be cool. If any of you guys are at the game today and we're there, hit us up. Let us know. Hit us up on Instagram and we'll meet up. Or if you have our personal numbers.
Yes, let us know. And if you're listening to this before tailgating and you have some good food, let me know.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm always down for some good food.
Yes, sir. So I don't know anything else you want to say about baseball. I mean, I am excited it's here.
Me too. I am. It means spring is here and the nice weather.
I just wish the Mets had... more expectations of
me too,
you know.
But who knows? Underdog story,
yes,
maybe.
Yes, look, the Texas Rangers won the World Series last year,
yeah,
and the Diamondbacks made the World Series last year. It's like,
it's crazy,
yeah. Who'd have ever thought
who cared
the
about
Rangers
that?
Versus the Diamondbacks?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So maybe the Mets will be that team. Who knows? We shall see.
It's weird though, I feel like it's been so long I don't think I've ever actually witnessed them be a team. They're like, oh, no, I did. There was like one season where like they would come and be like, all right, we're going to come from behind and win this. It was actually when I was in the hospital pregnant with the girls.
Yeah.
And we were like, I can't believe they're coming back and winning every freaking game. It was crazy.
Remember that. Yep.
It was nuts. But they did nothing with that season.
No.
But I feel like they never have that, like, I don't know, motivation to just go for it.
Yeah, the confidence of just,
And I feel like now, especially, so many guys get good money and they're like, well, next season.
Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. Do you know who else must be really excited about baseball season?
Who?
Janelle.
Yes.
And her Astros.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Must be nice to always have a team.
I know. Season. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're always one of the top teams in baseball. So yeah. I know she's super excited for it.
She's going to get so mad at me right now. But look, they cheated and they're still okay.
Oh.
So I actually, I mean, it's, listen, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
There you go. Listen, I would trade some cheating for a World Series ring.
Heck yeah. Are you kidding?
Yes, sir.
Oh my gosh. I'll take that. 1,000%. Mm-hmm. Listen, my favorite challenger is Johnny Bananas.
There you go.
It's not cheating. It's manipulating the game a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Using things to your advantage.
Loopholes. That's what he always says. There's always a loophole in every game. And that was one.
So, all right. Well, anything else?
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Let's see where the season takes us.
Yeah, we're going to keep this one. I mean, it's not really short, but we're not going to, you know.
There's not really so much.
No, because we just want to get to this baseball season already.
Yeah, let it start. Yeah.
It got postponed another day, but like you said, now we can be there as opposed to me being at work.
Yeah.
So
it'll be a good Friday.
Oh.
See what I did there?
I don't get it. I'm Jewish.
But you do get it because you're off.
What does that mean?
You know what day it is because you're off.
What does that mean?
Don't.
What does that mean?
Stop. Shut up. It's like midnight right now.
All right. So let's end it here then because it is late.
It is.
So anything else you want to say about the baseball season?
Let's go Mets.
I do want to say this. I hate sausages. I hate peppers.
I love sausage and peppers.
But I do like how it smells.
Oh, sausage and peppers smell. And it's so funny because I'm like, oh, I want to eat it. And then I get one and I'm like, yeah, the smell is better than the taste. It is.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never in my life had a bite of one ever.
Well, you hate sausage and you hate peppers. So.
Yeah. But I like the way it smells.
Isn't it funny, as soon as you walk into a stadium, they could have all the food that, it doesn't matter what they're making, that's what you always smell.
I know. It's weird. It's like, it's overpowering. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's something very random I want to talk about. And I don't know if I should mention it now or talk about it in a random episode.
But now you have to, because now I want to know.
All right, so let's mention it quick, and then we'll really get into it.
Okay, go.
And, let's do a random episode. Because I really want to, talk about it, but I don't want to, take over a baseball episode.
Right, I gotcha. Go.
But you know how people,
P. Diddy.
No. Which, by the way, I have no idea what's going on. I have no idea what that's all about.
Something with sex trafficking. Nothing. I don't know. And I kid you not, all of the news I'm getting on that is from 50 Cent's social media.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Because, I don't know. Whatever. Oh. Go ahead. Go.
So, you know how they say that live in the present?
Okay.
Right? Don't live in the past.
Right.
You can't live in the future because, you never know.
The future holds, yeah.
But so always live in the present. But technically, right?
Oh, God.
Every second you're living, I don't know if I'm going to explain this right, but every second you're living and everything you're experiencing is
in the past.
From the past.
Right.
Because everything is delayed of what you're feeling.
I don't know if I could say this on the podcast. Are you high? I know it's legalized some places now. Are you?
Marijuana is legal. Gambling on baseball is not.
It's not, right. Okay, but no, continue. But this is definitely a conversation that is had.
So if you eat something, right? A piece of steak or a cheeseburger or whatever, ice cream, and it's really good, it's taking 0.300 of a second for your taste buds to taste it.
Uh-huh.
It's like, wow, this steak is good, but it's actually from the past.
I understand.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you took the bite and it took a second or whatever to taste it. So you're really, I understand.
Yeah, you're always living in
but
the past.
But in the moment, your brain is in that moment saying this is good.
Even
pain also. You feel pain delayed after you.
Paint?
Pain.
Oh, I said paint. You feel paint.
Yeah, you feel paint. Okay.
I mean, you could feel paint.
Yeah, you could.
Throw a paint can at your head.
But if I pinch you, it's... You don't realize it, but it's delayed to
it's
your brain.
It's delayed, yeah.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when your brain is connecting it. So,
If you touch a stove, you're
it
there.
It takes a second.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even anything you hear, it was from the past. Like, you don't hear it.
I understand what you're saying. Like, you heard it already, and then you're reacting to what you heard.
You didn't hear it instantly. You know what I'm saying? Like, what I just said, I said a half a second
word
ago.
Word for word. Yeah,
and you're just hearing it now.
Right.
So you're always living in the past. So.
Well, your present living is all based on your past. Like, I thought you were going to go this route. I thought you were going to be like, oh, you eat something really good, and you go back and get it. So it's like living in the past because you ate it in the past. So
that is not what I was getting at.
Okay, because what you're getting at is, it makes more sense than that.
We all live in a world in the matrix.
Where did you come up with this? Where did you get this from?
I thought about it the other day.
Like, just randomly? No, there's no chance.
No, I heard about it on a podcast.
Okay, I knew.
Yeah, it's from a podcast.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, it's actually true when you think about it.
It is, but I could debate it a little bit.
Well, you'd be wrong.
I mean, I understand. I'm not saying it's wrong.
You
I'm
said you're going to debate it.
I'm saying I could debate it. I'm saying for people who don't agree, I could be their voice in this and debate it.
Okay, you could be their voice, but guess what? They're not going to hear what you say until about a half a second later.
Until I'm finished saying it. You don't hear, you're hearing what I'm saying as I'm saying it. But you don't know what my finished product is going to be until I'm done speaking.
Oh, really? Is right. that so?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so what happens first, lightning or thunder?
Lightning.
Yeah, because you see first before you hear it.
That's totally different than a voice.
Thank you.
Oranges and apples.
Thank you.
Apples and oranges.
Thank you.
You and your dad love making...
So I said thank you a quarter of a second before you heard me say thank you.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
As I'm saying the words, you are hearing them.
No, incorrect, sir. Incorrect.
So why am I hearing it as I'm saying it?
You're not. Your mind
Says
thinks.
Who?
Your mind thinks it is.
But I could feel it if I put my hand on my chest or my throat.
Nope.
I could feel myself
Even
talking.
Feeling isn't in the present. It's in. You just said when you touch the
but
stove,
who,
you don't
where
feel
is
it.
Where's the scientific like evidence of this? I need data.
Google it, bro. Google it.
I will.
And that's why we're going to pick this up on another podcast.
I will.
Episode.
I actually will look it up.
So
because
look it
you
up.
May be correct.
Yes, but. I am very correct.
But what podcast was this?
Quantum physics.
Yeah.
For 101. Now I'm a quantum physics major.
Physician.
I'm a major in that.
Physicist.
Yes, there I'm a go. Physicist. I'm a physicist
yeah.
in illegal gambling. And I know that Ohtani's interpreter stole money from him. I just don't know if I just don't know if Ohtani had anything to do with it yet.
But
I will find out
but
soon.
But I'm so mad because I want to see Ohtani play. So I don't want him to get like in trouble before
I
we
know.
Get to see him.
He's, they're
been
playing
waiting to
Memorial
see
Day and the days after.
I've been waiting to see him play.
So the Dodgers play the Mets May 27, 28, 29.
Right.
You know, on May 26th, that's when it's
yes,
going to come out.
Yes, 1,000%.
A 3-game suspension. And then he'll be reinstated.
That's hysterical.
After that series.
Definitely. I was thinking, do you think all this stress on him or whatever it is going to affect his playing?
It very well could.
That's sports psychology. I wanted to go into it, but I didn't.
Yeah. I'm going to think about that. Because being that you said that about 3 seconds ago, I need some time to process.
So is that why mind. You never answer me when I ask you to do things?
It's called selective hearing.
Yeah, I know.
That's another
yeah.
quantum physics.
No, that's just
scientific.
That's just being married.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And since we're married in the past.
It doesn't count.
All right. Let's save that for another episode.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah. And it would be interesting. We should look into it and talk
I'm
about
gonna.
It.
I'm going to. Oh, as soon as we're done doing this. I'm right. going to go on my phone and probably fall asleep looking it up.
All right. So everything now that you heard is officially in the past. And everything you see right now and hear and touch and taste and feel and smell and everything is all in the past.
So look, this is the past. I'm touching his arm. This
Wait, I just past. Felt that now. How long are you touching
look,
it for? I just felt that now.
No, there's no way. You feel it. You didn't.
I just felt that. I just heard that and felt that.
I actually did feel like a second after I slapped you. No, that I know. That pain receptors, I know all that stuff. But voice, I don't.
And one other thing.
Okay.
Your brain and your mind goes in like 3-second cycles.
I don't understand. What does that mean?
So every 3 seconds, it's like a
goldfish
snapshot photograph.
Gotcha.
And every 3 seconds, it's comprehending stuff.
Oh, I think mine's actually a little bit more delayed than that. I think mine's like 7 or 10 seconds. Because this time someone says something, I'm just like, wait, oh, wait. Oh, okay, I got it. Like, it takes me a minute. Because your brain has, like, put together what the person said.
Yeah, it's processed every 3 seconds, like, processing new information.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like a machine.
So, anyway, about this baseball season, let's go Mets. I really hope they win, and I hope they win the World Series, and I hope that I get 15 more of them, but I'll just take one. If they win one, my life will be happy in that aspect.
Okay.
And that's all I'm going to say.
I can agree with that.
So, that's it. Let's go Mets, and hopefully they win more than 50 games this season. But I just want them to have a good season.
What's their, like, Vegas?
I think it's, like, 83.
Like, 500.
Yeah, 83 wins. But no, it has to be less than that. No, I'm going to look it up right now. No, I feel like it's probably, like, I'm going to guess, like, 76 wins.
Yeah.
Yeah. 83 is way too high for them. Yeah.
Isn't that, like, 500?
81 would be 500. Well, yeah. So.
There's no way.
Mets. Wait, Vegas.
I hear people like, oh, well, at least the team ended the season 500.
Over, under wins 2024. 81 and a half.
So they're
80 thinking. And a half. Okay. 80 and a half. So are they going to be 500?
Ooh, what do you say? No.
No, they will not be 500.
They'll be under.
Yeah, they will not be 500.
I hope I'm wrong.
Me too. Yeah, so 81 and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have one last question, and let's end this. Can the players bet each other?
I mean, off the record, off the books.
Like, oh, I'm going to hit a home run tonight. No, you're not. Oh, nah. Bet.
I mean, between each other,
that's what
maybe.
I'm talking about, yeah.
But yeah, not like, not legally, no.
Right. I'm sure they're like, oh, I bet him like steak dinner, you know, that I would.
Oh, they do all the time, yeah.
Out 10 guy or whatever.
All the time, yeah. So the Mets are 81 and a half. The Braves are 101 and a half.
The Braves?
Yeah, they are very good.
I know. And you know what? Everyone hated Darnell.
Yeah. And look at him.
Yeah.
Yep. And the Yankees are 91 and a half. The Yankees have 10 more wins than the Mets. And the Braves have 20 more wins than the Mets projected.
At the end of the season, I want to go back to that.
Yeah, and right. See yeah.
Now, well, that can't change. That's done.
So it can change.
But up to a certain point? Because, I mean, you can't change it after they win.
Yeah, but then, like, the odds go up or down. Like, you know, it's like the odds of what you bet and what you can win.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So, and then based on, like, injuries or if they sign players and then, yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So, all right. That's it. We're ending it here.
Okay.
I hope you guys enjoyed this random baseball episode. That
I did.
I don't know if we really talked much about this season, but we kind of did.
We talked about how mad we are at Cohen. We talked about Ohtani.
Yes. We talked about how bad of a season the Mets are going to have. We're realistic fans. And then we talked about quantum physics.
Yeah.
We talked about the quantum physics of baseball.
Sure.
That's what this episode is titled.
Right. No. People will be like, yeah, I'm not listening to this one. Mm.
All right. So thank you all for listening. We really appreciate it. Yeah. Hope you enjoyed this one. It was strange, but it was good and it was fun and it's all in the past. This episode is history.
You would think, when I tell you Greg doesn't touch anything, you would think that he is smoking it the way you're talking right now.
I agree with everything you just said.
Okay.
Now, good night. Hit us up. Let us know. You want Met tickets? You hit us up and you let us know why. And you let us know who you like better now.
Who you agree with.
No, because it's me. No, that's one thing. If you say you agree with her, you're not getting my tickets. You can go on StubHub and buy your own.
I don't know how to do it. So
yes, I have to transfer it to you. So
that's not fair. That's cheating.
Loophole.
Loophole. You're right.
Loophole.
Fair. And on that.
All right. So that's it. Hit us up. We love hearing from you guys and gals. So until next week, be good. Be crazy, and we'll see you real soon.
Bye.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Tell these fine-looking people where they can find us.
Well, they could find us on Instagram at AnythingGoesPodNY, on Twitter at AnythingGoesNY, and shoot us an email at agpodny@gmail.com.
That's right. And y'all can listen to all of our episodes on any streaming platform where podcasts can be found. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review, because anything goes with Greg and Alex.
Phone home, phone home, phone home.
Thanks for listening to the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. See you real soon, suckers.